Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Zarko Masalja. He's the CEO of Recyclico. Zarko, welcome back to Company Showcase.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Zarko, there's a lot of news out there, so maybe just start it off for us.
Yeah, no, I gotta say it's been a really exciting start of the year. I'll just go in order of, the news releases we've had so far in January. But the memorandum of understanding we signed with Sonnet is really, a great first step in outlining a business framework for strategic partnerships where, really both companies can formalize commercial plans for battery recycling. And we see an opportunity there. We are excited about the opportunity that this represents, and we're going to continue working hard. Not just there, but continue expanding our reach in multiple regions. Looking at different MOUs, partnerships, and we believe this year is a year where we're scale up ready and on the cusp of multiple strategic partnerships. And Sonnet being in South Korea. I gotta say, the lithium ion battery market in Korea is mature and really well established. And, they have a strong focus on innovation and research and development. This also makes it a really competitive, highly competitive market, but also one that is open to new and innovative, technologies. And, we are also seeing a lot of expansion from these Korean firms in the North American and European market. But Recyclico has the potential to be highly impactful in this market, but also the global market, given that, we have received in our second press release that we had out, we did receive positive report, for our cathode precursor material from a Korean cathode manufacturer. And this is even when in comparison to commercial precursor materials and other recycled materials, which is a significant achievement for Recyclico. The potential for future commercialization of Recyclico technology is promising with the increasing public validation of our cathode precursor material from the recycled and upcycled battery waste. And this means that it could be a viable alternative to commercial precursor material and could be used in the production of lithium ion batteries, which aligns with, you'll see a lot of regulations being put in place in terms of a minimum recycled content in new lithium ion batteries. And I think those minimums are also just going to keep increasing as well. So you're going to need to have more and more recycled content in new lithium ion battery cells. And I know I've talked a lot about the cathode precursor, but let's not, forget about the lithium, which is in all lithium ion batteries. And, it's called a lithium ion battery, but lithium is not as efficiently recovered as one would think by conventional recycling processes, especially to the purities that we are able to achieve. And, this week we did announce that the delivery of battery-grade lithium carbonate and lithium hydroxide to battery manufacturers in Korea and Japan. So just a reminder, we do have options in the flow sheet for production of both. And this is different from, the companies that we have sent these materials from. This is different from the company that analyzed our cathode precursor. And I know there's been a lot of questions about this, but given the number of NDAs we have signed and the competitive nature in this space, it should be very clear why we cannot mention names at this time. But overall, being able to produce battery-grade lithium from waste batteries is a significant step towards a more sustainable and circular economy for the lithium-ion battery industry. And really, the way I see the next steps for Recyclico would involve continuing to work with all these parties to explore potential business partnership opportunities. Because the way, from their perspective and the way we see it as well is that, we have a bespoke asset light and capital light business model that is attractive for many companies in the industry that see the importance of battery recycling and an opportunity to expand their business potential and business models. Additionally, our business model of joint developing the technology with potential cathode and battery manufacturing partners enables them to directly reintegrate their battery waste into recycled battery-ready materials while gaining economic and environmental benefits. So, I want to just say we'll keep the momentum going this year I think we're off to a great start. And like I said, I'm really excited for what this year is going to be all about.
Zarco, one of the negative comments about electric vehicles is there's no practical solution to battery recycling. Isn't that what your company's all about?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of people are starting to get educated on the fact that recycling is possible. You know, there's always the common narrative about batteries going into landfill waste, but, you know, I think when it comes to the size of an electric vehicle, a battery pack, I just don't see the possibility of that, right? Somebody will want that battery pack, but it's important to do it the most efficient way and to get all those materials out, right? We're not just targeting specifically nickel or cobalt, but, you know, like I was mentioning, even on the lithium extraction side, you know, it's important to get maximum recovery of all those valuable materials.
Zarco, for people who are new to Recyclico, what does the company do?
Recyclico is a battery materials company focused on the recycling and upcycling of lithium-ion battery waste. And so what we mean by, you know, recycling is one thing, but upcycling into battery-ready materials. So making sure that these materials are to a quality that can be used again in new lithium-ion battery materials and promote a circular economy.
Zarco, where are you traded and where can people get more information about the company?
Yeah, we're traded on the TSXV under the ticker symbol AMY. We're on the OTCQB under AMYZF and the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under ID4. And you can get more information on us at our website, www.recyclico.com.
Zarco, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Jim.
My guest has been Zarco Masalja. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Recyclico. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on January 20th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.